With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. I'm just kidding. Oh, man, I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Before we get started with today's show, we have Christy the Cougar. Christy the Cougar to give her roar for good radio.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Not about butthole pleasures. So anyways, let's get started. We got some news and commentary. News and commentary to talk about today. And if anybody is a fan of mine or if anybody's a subscriber to the Crotch Shot Radio Show YouTube YouTube account, we got a new video. Well, I posted up a new video. Basically, this is going to be part of the series here. It's about Freemasons and We Are Change New York Part 1. In fact, we're going to start by playing the audio from the video. If you guys want to check it out, go to, you know, youtube.com/CrotchShotRadioShow. It's featured there. You guys can take a listen there. So, yeah, we got Beck N1. What's up? We got Case in the chat room. We got Estatios in the TalkShoe chat room. So, we got Ziggy. Ziggy, what's up, Ziggy? She's listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. First up, before we get that audio up there, Philip Morris said to benefit from child labor. This is taken from the New York Times in Moscow. One woman said children as young as 10 working in the fields developed red rashes on their stomachs and necks as they harvested Tabasco for use in cigarettes made by Philip Morris. You know, again, now we're shipping off our child labor to Russia. You know what? American kids could freaking pick freaking tobacco and smoke it and not catch a fucking rash. Freaking weak ass freaking Russians. This is what happens. Anyways, another migrant laborer working in the tobacco fields in Kazakhstan, Barat, a farmer, said a farmer confiscated her identification papers and will help pay to force her to continue working despite dismal conditions. Human Rights Watch, the group best known for the documenting governmental abuse and war crimes, plans to release a report on Wednesday showing that child and forced labor is widespread on farms that supply a cigarette factory owned by Philip Morris International in Kazakhstan in Central Asia. While child labor should be condemned in any setting, the report said employing children on tobacco farms is particularly hazardous because tobacco field laborers are exposed to high levels of nicotine while doing their jobs. But isn't nicotine good for you, though? I mean, doesn't nicotine freaking cure shit? That's what I need to know. The King of Doom is here. Your Highness of Doom. How you doing? Explain why Dallas debt discussion has more callers than you. Oh. I really gotta stop reading everything that's posted. Oh, man. So, anyways. Thank you for giving me your ratings anyway, King of Doom. Friggin' douches. Douches. So yeah, I mean, like I said, isn't nicotine freaking good for you? I mean, high levels of nicotine while doing their jobs. Only a tiny fraction of Philip Morris' global tobacco purchases are made in the country, and no tobacco raised on farms employing child labor went into cigarettes sold outside of former Soviet countries. Yeah, you gotta know that. You know, I saw this documentary on tobacco farmers, and they're saying that a lot of American tobacco farms farmers are being shut out because cigarette companies are going outside of the country to get their tobacco. So it's probably in order to keep your tobaccos cheap. Well, not in New York. In New York, cigarettes are like at $12.50 a pack, and that's mostly because of taxes. Mostly because of taxes. I'm not reading that King of Doom because it's usually a freaking trap. So, anyways, this is the audio from the video that I made with the help of Lenny Bruce of the World Freeman Society. And Informed Radio helped out a lot. Also, Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com helped out gathering a lot of this information. I mean, I already knew it, but he put the words perfectly. So this is Freemasons and We Are Changed New York and We Are Changed New York City.
For weeks, the truth movement has been in a frenzy over the controversy over Freemasons in We Are Changed New York City. The controversy started with a video from Charlie Veach of the Love Police, whom interviewed Craig Fitzgerald, and also the following article by Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. It was during the interview that Craig Fitzgerald admitted to being a 32nd degree Freemason here in Charlie Veach's video.
So what does 32nd order of Scottish Rite mean?
You're hurting my feelings.
I love
you.
No, I know what it means.
32nd degree of the Scottish Rite means that I have passed through all 3 degrees of craft or Blue Lodge masonry, which is the first three, and 30 more and 29 more degrees, which would be 32.
Okay, so just a quick question. Can you say your name one more time?
My name is Craig P. Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Craig.
We Are Changed New York City.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
In a short documentary film specifically dedicated to covering the activities of We Are Changed New York City, entitled Truth to Power, We Are Changed member Craig Fitzgerald admits to being part of the centuries-old secretive order. Approximately 7 minutes into the film, Fitzgerald brags about being a member of the secretive group, but then goes on to talk about how the Bilderberg Group and the Council on Foreign Relations are bad because they conduct business in secret. It is a complete insult to the viewer's intelligence as Fitzgerald, who admits to being a member of the secret society, tries to make people believe that the Bilderberg Group and other associated geopolitical-based think tanks and organizations are the ones really running the show. Even stranger is why other members of We Are Change New York City don't seem to have issues with a member of their group who proudly admits to being a Freemason. After all, isn't We Are Change New York City supposed to be against secretive groups? When analyzing this at face value, does this really make any sort of sense?
I am a Freemason, but I'm not a Shriner. You have to pass through 32 degrees of the Scottish Rite or all 13 degrees of the York Rite to become a Shriner, and you get to wear the fez. And the Shrine is just one degree, and it's a degree heavily based on Islamic mythos and archetypes.
As you saw in the first video, he has since became a Shriner and 32nd degree Freemason. In order to become a 32nd degree Freemason, you must do something evil to incriminate yourself. What has Craig P. Fitzgerald done to earn his 32nd degree Shriner status?
Yep, that's part two. In fact, if you guys want to listen to, I got the audio. Here's a little sample of part two. We got Mike on the line. What up, Mike?
Hey, I'm sitting here listening through all this. I've been moving all day. I'm going to be moving for a few more days because we've got a bunch of junk to move. But I was just sitting here listening through all that. And I didn't know that you... Is that true that you have to be a 32nd degree to be a Shriner?
According to Craig P. Fitzgerald of We Are Change New York City, you have to be.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they were that high up the ladder. I've seen a lot of Shriners.
Yeah.
I've seen them collecting change at the Walmart. I used to see them around my hometown. When I lived in Southern Illinois... they used to drive the little cars in the parades. You know what I'm talking about?
The Mason Mobiles?
Well, they're little tiny cars that are, like, to the ground.
Well, at least they're light on gas. I mean, that's all part of that green movement. Yeah, part two,
not really fair to say that it's based on Islamic ideals, though, but that's not really fair. I don't like Islam, really, but that's kind of not fair. Muslims generally disagree with secret societies such as the Shriners. So,
yeah, this next audio I'm going to play, this is going to be part of part two of Freemasons and We Are Change New York City. It's going to be a long one. I'm going to end up putting this all together into one big documentary on Blip TV. I'm just going to release it in bits. This is some of the audio. I'm not going to play it all, but yeah, here we go.
We Are Change New York City put out an article addressing the scandal surrounding Freemason Craig Fitzgerald. However, the article making excuses for Fitzgerald was promptly scrubbed from WeAreChange.org. The article was written by the Mad Prophet, a.k.a. Danny Panzella. Danny does a wonderful job to praise the Freemason Craig Fitzgerald as if they were brothers of a certain secret organization. The following audio was taken from an interview done by Danny Panzella on InformedRadio.com.
Another thing I wanted to bring up is you're a We Are Changer, are you not?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to...
Yes,
touch
I am. My home chapter is New York City.
Yes, I've visited that chapter myself, and I've met some of the guys up there. Lately, there's been a lot of rumbling on the underground, and I wanted to get your personal opinion. Is it of any concern to you, some of the allegations being made towards We Are Change at this time, specifically about mishandling of money, and Masonic connection.
Well, no, not at all. I mean, I'm very close with Luke. I'm very close with Craig. I consider them both my brothers.
Ooh.
And I know, and, you know, I think one of the things that tends to happen is you have something that gets blown out of proportion. And as far as the Masonic connections, I'll speak to that first. I understand the truth movement and its impression of the Masons. I myself am not a Mason. I am a Christian, and as far as my religious beliefs are, it's a conflict to also join the Masons. There are Masons that don't agree with me, Craig being one of them. However, I know Craig the man, and I know that the fruit of his life speaks to where his loyalties are. And there is no one in that group that is more devoted to defeating the NWO than Craig, except for, you know, myself and Luke. So I would challenge anybody that wants to be critical of Craig and any group. You know, you can make allegations about any group. I'm a Christian. There are Jews. There are Muslims that are part of We Are Change. And you make connections to people through those groups to anything. There's evil in every group. So We Are Change is founded on the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our Code of Conduct, and that leaves freedom to be associated with any group. We are not, we cannot make rules about who can join and who can't based on their associations or beliefs, because then where do you draw the line? We let Masons in, but we don't let Masons in, but we let Christians in. And, you know, an argument could be made that if you're a Catholic, the Catholic Church is certainly involved in the New World Order. You know, any sect will have ties. So it's where do you draw the line? To me, the most important thing is where the person's heart is and the fruit that they show. If they're not showing fruit, if they're not, if we get the idea that they're there for, you know, nefarious reasons, then when we have to...
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kind of evidence of that, we can confront them with that evidence, and then based on that, if there's some kind of activity that we don't approve of, but we certainly wouldn't expel someone just based on their religious beliefs or social, you know.
But it's not. It doesn't sound like it's affected your campaign at all.
No, no, of course not. But, you know, I feel very passionate about it because, you know, I had questions too. When Craig was first introduced to me and somebody made a joke, oh, watch out, he's a Mason. And, you know, I had just woken up and I had a similar type of reaction that a lot of people on Facebook who are just finding out for the first time are having. And it just you just really need to get to know the person, no matter who he is, whether it's Craig or not a We Are Changer. You can't judge anybody based on these things, because what ends up happening is you alienate yourself from that person that you could, if they're not awake, you could wake them up. But if you're just going to discount them, oh, they're a Mason, I'm going to just stay away from them, or I'm going to ridicule them, well, then you've destroyed any testimony that you have to be able to reach out to that person and show them the light, whether it's the light that they...
Yeah, that was just a taste. The rest will hopefully come out tonight, part two of that. It was a very long clip. But, man, to continue the Freemason cover-up. In fact, on that video,
I'd like to say something, though. What's important is we got to get our facts correct. And as before the year 2000 came, that is true that you used to have to at least be a 13 degree on the one ride and a 32nd degree on the other to become a Shriner. But now the sources I'm getting says that any Master Mason can join. Being a Master Mason means that you obtain the third degree in the Blue Lodge. So that was correct up until sometime in 2000.
Okay, that was that video was shot last year then. So what are you trying to say?
The guy honestly thought that what I'm getting from Wikipedia here is this. Until 2000, before being eligible for membership in the a person had to complete either the Scottish Rite or York Rite degrees of Masonry. Mm. But now any Master Mason can join, end quote.
Hmm. Interesting.
And generally, stuff like that, it's just little piddly stuff on Wikipedia, and there's no lies concerning that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in coming videos, I'm going to prove that he is also a Knight Templar.
Wow, so, that's some heavy connection there.
So, I mean, I'm getting my evidence together. So, this is going to be an expose. I'm putting it out there. If I get sniped tonight, you'll know why, because I told you to fight.
if you get killed and I find out that you get killed, I'll be sure to try to tell everybody.
Tell people that it was the Masons.
Is Evstratios not on the call?
He was. He left for some reason. I don't know why.
We've been having all these new people pop up on Skype, and I hardly know any of them.
Yeah,
so
well,
he's
I mean,
probably dealing with some of them. I have no clue.
He's fixing computers.
Fixing computers, and these people seem to be talking about this stuff. So he was a little upset when I got on that one guy's radio show, and I was pretty much showing him up for bringing up that he's a fool for bringing this reptilian stuff into all this, and he's getting pissed because there are a lot of new people listening.
Mm. Well, I personally don't believe in reptilians. I mean,
I don't either. It's a distraction. What it does is it discredits the whole movement, and it makes people have. The people who do stay and believe that garbage, it makes them feel, well, since there's no God and those are the gods, well, there's nobody here who can stop them. They're so powerful. We were created to be their slave people.
Yeah, okay.
It's totally ridiculous. So I have to corner these people, and I have to show them up every time I run into them to try to get them to back down from this. If they don't back down, I very well suspect these people of being infiltrators of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, when I was with Weird Change doing street actions, there would always be this wide-eyed, blank, starry dude that would come up to me, dude, you know, reptilians are really ruling the world. You know, I saw one of them shapeshift. You know, he saw me shape. I'm like, okay, you saw a reptilian shapeshift. Okay, dude, how many psychotropic drugs are you taking? Oh, just that,
Zataran. Lots of these people say they saw that. You think at least one of them had a camera on them.
Yeah.
One of them, and none of them ever do. David Icke says this bullshit, and he never has a camera.
He never has a camera, and I mean, all the evidence I've ever seen of reptilians are distortions in video.
I come to one of two conclusions about that. One, it's a distortion. Two, if the video really is doing that, it's the elites fucking with you. I mean, they don't take that into consideration either. They can manipulate that footage if they wanted to. I doubt that that's the case, but it's distortions. When you look at higher qualities, generally don't see that, and sometimes it can be explained by lighting and how that's set up, and it creates that illusion.
Yeah, I mean that's the one thing that really, you know, bugs. And it's like, and they call like, and if you don't believe it, oh, you're COINTELPRO, reptilians. You know what? At this point, when it comes to UFOs and stuff, I truly believe. I mean, what, and going with what Lenny has taught me, it's Nikola Tesla's technology of creating you know, unlimited amounts of energy that allows the federal government to make all these.
Well, I said something similar to the effect when I was on that guy's show that I was just talking about. I don't even know his name or remember what it was. Lenny had me on call, and since we got so heated and the guy on the show was yelling and calling me a douchebag, Lenny just cut me off from the call.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say one last thing here.
Well, I've had problems with Rev J. I mean, we disagreed on how I feel about Mexicans. Well, illegal Mexicans. And apparently it's not enough that I know how to speak Spanish. Understand Spanish, and when they say they want to kill Puerto Ricans, whites, blacks, because this whole country belongs to Mexico, sort of crap. And then when you understand that the tagline of La Raza is for Mexico,
suffering.
For Mexicans, everything, for everyone else, death.
La Raza means the race, and
yeah,
that's
it does.
What it means.
Well, no, that's what it means. But their slogan, is for Mexico, everything, for everyone else, death. I mean,
but if anyone gets abducted and
that sounds like a
something that looks like an alien tells you that we need world government, tell Henry Kissinger to go back home and then go back to sleep. Okay, that's what you need to do. Or you need to be aware
Brzezinski
that something like MKUltra is going
Brzezinski
on.
Brzezinski, put some clothes on. Put some clothes on first, Brzezinski. In fact, first of all, wash that fucking paint off you. You're not fooling anyone. Put some clothes on. Go home and perhaps shoot yourself and your daughter, Minka.
Right, and since, you know, we know the Nazis and we're working on UFO craft and things like that, and they were brought over here, those scientists, what makes people think that they haven't came up with flying saucers independent of any aliens coming down? And that's my opinion, that they merged some of the ideas from over there and, like Lenny says, Nikola Tesla's technology, and bam, you've got your flying saucers. It's probably no big deal for them.
Yeah.
They've probably got something even better than that.
Yeah, they probably already came out with the solar powered dildo with zero carbon emissions. I can't wait for the porno industry to go green. That's the one industry I have not heard about going green.
Well, that's the one industry we need to get rid of.
Why?
I mean, people got better things to do than stay home and whack off. At least go out and meet somebody.
You know what? Porno saves lives.
Porno doesn't save lives. What porno
does,
is it encourages people to have these crazy fetishes, and then they go out and act out on it, and it causes danger. And
okay.
We realize
right.
that it's, and this is controversial, we realize that it's Jews all over owning the porno industry. Hugh Hefner's one.
Hugh Hefner's Jewish?
Yeah, look it up. Hugh Hefner's Jewish. So, I mean, from top to bottom, that's where it's at.
You're not down with the reptile porn? You know, the reptilian porn? Have you seen that?
No, I've not seen that. You might have some hentai, you know, Japanese anime porn.
Yeah.
It's got the reptiles, but I've...
Actually, the Scientologists have actually gone into the porno market. They have this new series of videos called Xenu Gone Wild.
Yeah, I know that's a joke.
Xenu goes to Dallas.
One Xenu night on the picnic table. I mean,
yeah. One night in Xenu.
I can't deal with Scientologists. When I run into one of those weirdos every once in a while, I don't know how to deal with them.
Dude, it's kind of funny that they're the ones that in every country, they try to get rid of someone's freedom of speech. Even if they're talking the truth. I mean, I hang out with Anonymous sometimes. And they got this thing where you know, they got the Scientologists, you'll see one time they'll come out with a private investigator, and they have a picture of this one person. And they're like, oh, you have to stop doing this, you know. And yeah, you have the freedom of speech and freedom of religion and stuff, but that ends outside your church. That ends outside your church.
Well, when you're influencing law and your organization is teaching people to commit treason,
yeah,
such as Freemasonry, you don't have the freedom to do that. And I don't think Talmudism, people should be given freedom to neglect all their oaths and contracts. I think that's ridiculous.
Hmm.
So people say, oh, you got the freedom to do that. No, you don't. These things are against the three laws that Lenny talks about all the time.
Those are the only
three laws we got.
Yeah, I mean, this is also against... I mean, you can't just deny someone medical care and let them die on your table. I mean, when it comes to that, the Scientologist there, and break up the family. The Scientology, oh, that's one of their major things they love to do. They love to break up the family. They're like, oh, if they're not Scientologists, then they can't be a part. You can't be you can't be with them. Like what happened with what's his name? Earl. What's his name? My name is Earl. Who's that actor?
I have no clue who that is. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, his wife, he divorced his wife because she wasn't a Scientologist.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, there's all sorts of religions when you get down to it. They encourage you to marry within the religion, but never.
Jason Lee.
Never when you convert do they encourage you to get divorced to someone you were already married to. Never.
Exactly.
Do they do that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, not even corrupt Catholicism encourages you to generally do that. They'll try to encourage the spouse to come on over to Catholicism.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not even Catholicism does that. Scientology is just some weird shit.
It's just all that wackiness, you know, that's just all that nuttiness that goes on. Yeah, Jason Lee was his name. Thank you, Case. Oh, man. So, all right, what else we got going on here? This is their new religion. This is the new world religion that they got going on. They're still trying. They're trying really hard. Feds send climate change guru throughout the Americas to combat global climate change. This is an article by Martin Hill from the L.A. County Libertarian Examiner. There's got to be scores of these individuals, perhaps hundreds, even thousands of hacks in various departments of the U.S. Federal government gallivanting around the globe, touting their fraudulent hoity-toity notions, which in practice will amount to nothing more than tyranny, like a crazy person. No, I'm just kidding. It's bad enough when well-known Republican frauds promote climate change and global warming hysteria, but many paid proponents of this scam are largely unknown to the average American. Nevertheless, here's the 411 on one of them. He is preparing for the upcoming UN climate conference in Cancun, Mexico, where he's probably going to say, damn, it's hot. No, this is some global warming crap. It's summer.
Of course it's summer. And here's the thing. It's been really hot this summer here, too.
Yeah.
Hotter than normal. But here's the thing. When it was winter, it was one of the coldest winters that I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years. So it's absolutely ridiculous. Our planet, and different locations of it especially, goes through cooling and warming and cooling and warming. And that's what it's continuously done. And people ask, well, what do you think the cause of global warming is then? The sun.
Yeah.
Solar flares.
I mean, I find it funny how Greenpeace, and I've said this before, Greenpeace walks around with their clipboards trying to get people to donate money. And they're like, the polar ice caps are melting. We got global warming. You know, I shut down one of my friends because he's like, yo, when all the polar ice caps melt, it's going to flood the cities. And then I said, dude, have you ever filled up a glass full of ice? When that ice melts, does it even fill the cup halfway? Dude, we're good. Shut your mouth. We're good.
The polar bears are not drowning. The polar bear population has increased. We can all go home now. We can rest, relax. Your carbon footprint is green. Carbon dioxide is totally needed for plants.
Dude, I swear to God, I had some really bad gas, and I just hung my ass out the window. I think I just improved my garden tenfold.
Well, your gas is made mostly out of methane, which is CH4. One carbon molecule and four hydrogen molecules. So that's what your gas is mostly made out of, and that's why when you light it, it goes on fire. It's made out of methane.
It's fun.
But the polar bear population increasing. But what I was about to say is carbon dioxide to a plant is like oxygen to a human. We absolutely need it. And they're trying to charge us for our air.
Yeah. So, I keep saying this, and we were so worried about carbon emissions and all that. We would plant more trees. We would plant hemp because hemp sucks up a lot of CO2 out of the air. You know, if we were that concerned.
I'm not concerned about it at all, and you're right about that. Even if it was the case, if global warming was the case, how is it going to fix it to tax us and screw us over? I mean, how is getting money from us going to fix it?
Are we paying extortion fees to carbon monoxide or something? Or carbon dioxide.
They're wanting your body to pay taxes for this bullshit if you overuse.
I mean, if we were also so concerned about climate change, how about we stop cutting down the rainforest? And again, use hemp.
Well, the rainforest, the problem is the majority of the rainforest being cut down is done by the respective people who live in those countries, and they're generally poor. So it's a balance thing. I mean, you almost can't blame them.
Right.
You almost can't. The American contractors going down there, you can blame them. You're like, dude, why don't you go to the redwood forest and cut down some of those big-ass trees? Or why don't you go somewhere else? But to the people who live there,
again, how about we use something else? Use something else. I mean, I think we could find something else the loggers couldn't do so that way they can still work. I mean, you know, once we get rid of all the Mexicans, we're going to need someone to go out in the fields and pick shit.
Well, it's kind of like they're complaining about what happens to the ozone. They at least used to complain about that. But we found out that ozone, I think, is O3. It's three molecules of oxygen. And we found out that when you've got lots of trees and that oxygen is going up into the air, that there's no oxygen in nature that's just O by itself. It's always O2. And so the O2 molecules go up there and some of them bind and you get O3. And that's what you get. It creates ozone. And it repairs it. But what they're wanting to do is scream all these things and they're taking away every single way to fix these problems, such as the ozone layer, by chopping down all our trees. So that's the problem. The problem isn't that they need to charge us more money. The problem is need to stop chopping down all these trees.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
I mean, we already got the alternative, a cleaner alternative. Oh! Alright, now, I know I really shouldn't be repeating this, but apparently some dude that was in the TalkShoe chat room just called me a shill.
What chat room?
The TalkShoe chat room.
Oh, I'm not on the TalkShoe chat room. I always get called.
Yeah, King of Doom just said, later, shill, and it's so clear. Doesn't explain how I'm a shill.
They never do.
What the hell am I shilling for?
These people won't call out the real shills and the people who are actually out trying to expose the true shit always get called shill. And yeah. I've been called a multitude of things since I primarily focus on, I think this is a Jewish conspiracy. I get called a Jesuit. Or a Knights of Malta. I mean, Malta, or all these weird things.
Knights of Malta. It's delicious.
Or a Knights Templar, or things like this, because they say, well, the Jesuits hate the Jews. and all these types of things. And those who try to expose the Jesuits, sometimes rightfully so, get called Jewish shills, because sometimes they are. And sometimes these people generally are honest in thinking that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what angle you cover, whether you're telling the truth or a lie, you're going to be called a shill. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I find it funny how he uses a fake name. I mean, it's usually these cowards that they hide and, you know.
I tell people my full name. I tell people my full name. I go by my middle name, Michael. But my name's Sean Michael Hutchinson, so anyone who wants to know that, they can pick at it as long as they want to. But I'm not afraid.
Is your real last name O'Finahan?
No. I've given out my true name for a while, because if I can't feel...
Sean Michael Finnegan, Sean Michael Hutchinson,
if I can't be strong enough to proclaim these things, will I still have the... small margin of liberty to be able to do so without being tased,
right.
Then how am I ever going to do anything else when the shit hits the fan?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Mike, you going to stay on?
Sure.
All right, cool. I gotta go use the bathroom real quick. Jesus Christ.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Rise of the Phlebot, portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, once to the trenches, suit up.
Welcome back to the Crash Shot Radio Show, where we're kicking the issues in the balls. And I'm just calling Lenny a racist again.
People are racist against him. They want to claim that his people don't even exist pretty much. I mean,
well, white people exist.
White? He's Byzantine Greek. I mean, people refuse to differentiate in this.
He's white. He's lily.
You can argue that. I could argue that they're not white. I mean, it's just like I'm part Sicilian, and those that because of the climate we lived in, both him and my ancestors are naturally darker than what you would call white. So where's the line? What do you call white, and what don't you call white?
I call anyone that's lighter than me cracker.
So a Mexican's a cracker, an Asian's a cracker.
Anyone lighter than me is a cracker.
I'm mostly Western European, but my facial features, my skin tone, everything is completely dominated by my Sicilian ancestry.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm about one-fourth Italian, and one-half of that one-fourth is Sicilian. So I'm about one-eighth Sicilian, and it takes over. I look Sicilian. I really do.
All right. This is, this next article we got here is, you know, under the no-shit Sherlock file we got here. Axe falls on British healthcare services with restriction on treatments for sick and injured. Oh, why are they doing that? Maybe they can't afford it? Socialized medicine is not reasonable? Oh my God! You mean even though people are paying taxes to pay for it, it's still not enough? Anyway, this is taken from the London Telegraph. Some of the most common operations, including hip replacements and cardiac surgery, will be rationed as part of attempts to save billions of pounds despite government's promises that frontline services will be protected. The proposed cuts include restrictions on some of the most basic and common operations, including hip and knee replacements, cardiac surgery, and orthopedic procedures. Plans to cut hundreds of thousands of pounds from budgets for the terminally ill with dying cancer patients to be told to manage their own symptoms if their conditions worsens at evenings or weekends.
Well, we're distracted by all these things, and the problem is people don't know that their cancer has natural cures, and you can especially handle it before it's late term, and you could still handle it if it's what people would call too late to do chemo or whatever. It'd be a little bit more ridiculous. What I hugely recommend, I know someone who had throat cancer, and they got from smoking. And what they did is they used something called medical-grade hydrogen peroxide, which is diluted down enough to where you can drink some of it, and it oxidizes everything, and it somehow got rid of his throat cancer, and he went back to smoking, and he's been fine ever since.
Ah, that's dedication. That is dedication.
That is. I smoke. I can't say anything about it. I'd probably do the same thing if mine was cured. Be like, okay. Time to go back to smoking.
Yeah.
I've had a hard time giving that up. I've tried. I get angry at people. I yell at them.
If you guys could go to crutchoutradio.com/TV and you guys could see this video taken from 2020 when they did that story, Whose Body Is It Anyways? And John Stossel does a great job in debunking all the wrong information that Michael Moore said in his movie Sicko. And he says that France is starting to move towards a more Americanized style of healthcare, meaning people are going to have to start paying more out of pocket because they can't afford to their socialized healthcare. Canada, a lot of people have to come to America for prenatal care, or they have to.
Of course they do. Of course they do. You want me to tell you something? I was told. In the more richer areas, it works a little better. But like Nova Scotia, I was told that people in Nova Scotia, some people died in the waiting room begging to get in, and they had to be put on waiting lists. And this woman who was telling me this, because she couldn't get to the doctor, her baby died because she was on the waiting list, and she had to wait months to even see a doctor. Concerning her baby, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So to pay for it, they got to delay you off.
Yeah. And here's the funny thing: what they try to do over there, this is from Steven Crowder's video. You guys could watch it about Canada. I mean, it's half. He's trying to say it in a funny way, but a lot of the information is true. You know, there's a lot of illegal clinics there in Canada. They outlawed clinics that don't accept that people have to go pay cash, which are a lot more efficient than the state-run healthcare. But those are illegal because you can't have competition. I mean, how much you want to bet that Obama's going to end up pulling that shit over here when the healthcare bill goes into effect?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the problem is patients and doctors used to be able to have closer relationships so they can negotiate prices and delay payments if they knew they were in a hard spot. Or also, the prices used to cost a lot less. It's ridiculous when you go into the doctor for a couple minutes and he just, like, prescribes you medicine.
Yeah.
And your bill comes back a couple hundred dollars or even more. It's totally ridiculous. Or a surgery that lasts a few minutes sometimes costs thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, like my mother, she had to go in and get a shot.
Most of that is taxes.
In her neck and her lower back, and the actual procedure only took a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And if there would have been no insurance there, the bill would have been in the tens of thousands.
Yeah, that most of that is taxes, though. That they tax everything to hell in this country.
That and the doctor has a Lamborghini to pay off, you know.
Oh, well, come on. Let's be real about that one. I mean, how many doctors do you see with Lambos?
Well, I'm over exaggerating here, but they've got nice cars.
But there's nothing wrong with that. That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, don't you want a nice car? I mean, this.
Well, I'd want a nice car too, but you don't gouge people thousands and thousands of dollars for a procedure that isn't that complicated.
I mean, but how do you know that they're gouging, though? I mean, a lot of these How do you know they're gouging? How do you know?
Tell me, what do they use that costs all that much?
They have to pay their staff. The electricity, all the odds and ends and stuff.
If people allowed clinics to handle these things instead of huge ass hospitals, don't you think they could reasonably pay their bills? I mean, come on, this gets beyond ridiculous.
You also forget the liability insurance doctors have to get.
I know. I heard about that too. Someone told me about that the other day, and I didn't even know about that. And that's the problem. People have to get they are required to get this liability insurance. And that's another problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things. It is some government-ran things that costs prices to go up, and it's some greed that costs prices to go up.
And say what you will about the Jews, but they do make the better doctors because they try to keep you alive.
I heard about that, but, you know,
I mean,
it's, It's a major sin for them to do agriculture, according to the Talmud, and I want to see them do some of that. But
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I had a problem, a medical issue. I was misdiagnosed by the Hindu doctor, misdiagnosed by a Polish doctor, Jewish doctor got it, boom, cured.
And people get on to me for this. I trust the Muslim dentists and Muslim doctors the most. Generally, they've been the best to me, and they don't gouge me.
Never had a Muslim doctor. I've had a Pakistani doctor, but she wasn't my physician at the time. She was just the assistant.
Generally, they're the best. They don't gouge you as much. They try to be as fair as possible from what I've seen in several instances.
Hmm.
But a lot of these things, yeah, they'll take care of you with this medicine that usually causes adverse side effects and shortens your life and things like that. But the best thing to do, unless you're in a wreck and you break something, you need it surgically dealt with, the best thing to do for illness and things like that, natural cures. Eat healthy. And that covers a lot of illnesses that'll disappear.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
you
more
eat an organic diet. You get filters that defluoridate your water.
Right.
Like that.
Well, this is kind of disturbing. I just saw this article again from the London Telegraph. Huge rise in 11-year-olds on the pill. A number of 11 and 12-year-old girls prescribed the pill by family doctor has soared fivefold in the past decade, according to the figures. More than 1,000 girls in the first year of secondary school have been given prescriptions for the pill, according to the figures from GPs, while a further 200 have long-term injectable or implanted contraceptive devices.
That's,
oh, goodness.
That's very sad. These days, they're really pushing preteens.
Yeah.
To have sex, and all their role models, all their, you know, the music artists they listen to and people like that, that's all they talk about throughout all their songs. And people can say that that does not influence your behavior. It does. It really does. And these Disney movies that, you know, they watched when they were little kids, some of them that I watched had sexual subliminal messages. And that's what they're really pushing. It's very sick. People should... The answer is not birth control for your preteens, any parents who are out there. The answer is to lay down the law and call it strict. People give their children too many, too loose of a line these days. You know what you need to do sometimes? Keep them home. Don't have them running out at all hours of the night.
Yeah, how's about you spy on them too, you know? You don't let them have cell phones. Don't have the internet in a place where you can watch them.
Right, exactly. And you know what?
Beat
your
kids.
You guys all in the house. And if you want to, you could snoop through their rooms. You could do it. It's your house. You
exactly.
make the rules. You buy the stuff that they have in their rooms.
Yeah.
I don't care
beat
if grandma has money to get it. Look through.
Yeah. You know, you could put, beat your kids. That's the biggest thing. I didn't even do. There were times I didn't do anything wrong. My mom still beat my ass.
Bear
just
the
so
rod,
I
spoiled a child.
Yeah, and my mom
and that,
actually
totally
used
true.
A rod sometimes. She actually got
a bit
she,
too far, but you know, she, like like used to be said by Barney Fife, nip it in the bud.
Yeah,
there used to be no good child psychologist back in the day that would tell you that it's not good to spank your kid when you need to spank them. What they say something wrong, pop them in the mouth. Do it. Please, teach them something. They'll respect you later, I promise.
Oh, dude. All right. This is, again, another article I just found. This is going to be the last article. This is fucking Russians. Can we just bomb the hell out of Russia?
Some of the Russians are good people, though.
Okay, we'll get all the good-looking chicks. Let them stick around. You know, but... A feral child barks and hisses after being raised as a pet. A feral 5-year-old girl who hisses and barks after being forced by her family to live as one of their many pets has been rescued from a home in far eastern Russia. According to police, the child, who has only been identified as Natasha, you know, generic Russian name here, was so neglected that she had barely developed a human vocabulary, communicating instead through animal noises. Although she lived with her father, grandparents, and other relatives, Natasha was essentially treated like one of a large number of dogs and cats that shared a small flat in the isolated city of Chita. Like other pets, she lapped at her food from a bowl on the floor and had never learned how to use cutlery. Welfare officers, who were led to the flat by concerned neighbors, had placed Natasha in an orphanage. Although malnourished and small for her age, she appeared to be relatively healthy considering her ordeal, and police spokesman was quoted as saying she couldn't stop sniffing the asses of... Quoted as saying by the Interfax news agency. He said the police were looking for the girl's parents, who are believed to be divorced. Welfare organizations say that child abuse in Russia is worsening, particularly in the Far East, where traditional problems such as alcoholism and unemployment are magnified. Last week, a woman was sentenced to 3 years probation by a court in Chita after her baby died of alcohol poisoning. Yelena Sintisnya, fuck Russian names, admitted to drinking a pint of pure ethanol before breastfeeding her 4-month-old son. The consumption of ethanol and alcoholic byproducts such as boot polish, collectively known as samogon, in Russia remains common in many parts of the country. Alcohol dependence is believed to be the main cause of low male life expectancy in Russia, which at just 58 is among the lowest in the world outside Africa. Activists say they are concerned that domestic abuse could become even more serious problem as growing number of Russians lose their jobs. In the midst of Russia's worst economic crisis in a decade, unemployment has soared above 10%, according to figures released this week, which show that over 11 million people are now out of work.
Wonderful.
So you,
only
you know,
on the Crotch Shot Radio can you hear about all these crazy things, plus children being treated like dogs.
And hear me damn near start giggling about it. What the hell is wrong with me? It's just...
Our sense of humor became pretty twisted in our time, and...
I can just imagine this kid going on, lifting up her fucking leg just to piss, sniffing on the other dog's asses, you know, licking herself, like, you know, like it's all gravy, like, oh, this is how life should be. You know, maybe...
Wanting
to take a shit. I mean, how the fuck do you... It's like, let her leave it outside. Let her have fun outside with the rest of the dogs. It's like, what? It's like, damn, seriously? Don't you think your parental instincts would kick in and be like, no, that's not how you do things. Put her in a dress.
Not for some of these weirdos. I guess they grew up, you know, viewing the dogs as their own kids, so therefore the mentality carried over, hey, this is my kid. My dogs are my own kids, so I'll treat them just the same. Really weird.
Yeah. Anyways, now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. Yep. Now's the time. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Come back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we'll have another jam-packed episode. Hopefully, by tonight, part two of Freemasonry and New York City will, and We Are Changing New York City will be up. and we'll get everything done. Always check out the Crowd Shot Radio Show every day. We got new articles all the time. Check out the World Freeman Society podcast at tinyurl.com/WFS podcast. That's World Freeman Society. Let me get to work, damn it, because I haven't downloaded a fresh episode since the 12th of June. Jesus.
He's not putting them up there, and we need to...
I mean, 12th of July. So...
We need to get over there and sift through his computer and put them on there.
Yeah, well, I'm about to go to Ohio and just start doing this shit my damn self. And it ain't gonna be some lame-ass fucking, all these fucking bands from the 60s and 70s. I'm putting in
some...
Well,
you need to see if you can host the call and just route it to Talk Shoe or something else and name it the World Freeman Society or whatever.
I don't know how long I'll be able to do that because, I need a fucking day job. So, Ziggy, like to thank everyone. Everyone at Informed Radio, thanks for listening. Casey, sometimes I hate you, bro. Sometimes I hate you. So, this has been the Crowd Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what we got to say, and if you don't want to educate yourself, and you just want to remain ignorant and stupid and lazy, then there's absolutely nothing I can do for you. So, fuck you, too.
Hope you're all right. It's been rough.